Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olambulela ngenjabulo kuStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 17 kuNhlangula 2022 uKeps Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Amalunga edale leParliamente aseZimbabwe abethe gwaqa namhla kobulawayo labanye babo bezwekazi leAfrika emhlanganweni wokuhlaziya indaba zenkohlakalo. Ibandla leCCC lithi abasekeli balo sebethwaliswe nzima ngabasekeli bebandla leZANU-PF endaweni ezijeneyo zelizwe. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi ogxile kumdumo wereggae uItayi Bokosha owazakala ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi May 90s. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Amalunga edale leParliamente aseZimbabwe abathe gwaqa namhla labanye babo bezwekazi leAfrika emhlanganweni wokuhlaziya indaba zenkohlakalo. Lo mhlangano owenzelwe kobulawayo namhla uqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso ye-African Parliamentarians Network Against Corruption. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usedulela lolo daba.
Iningi labangene lomhlangano bathi udubo lwenkohlakalo luhamba phambili kunkinga zonke ezibhekane namazwe womhlaba jikelele, njalo eleZimbabwe ngelinye lamazwe asegalula phansi kwalolu dubo. Igqwetha elidumileyo elisebenzela kwele-Kenya, uProfessor Patrick Lumumba, ngomunye wabangene lomhlangano ngendlela yenkundla yebulenjini. Ulumumba yena uthi zingabe zikhona ingatsha eZimbabwe ezisebenza ukumelana lenkohlakalo, kodwa uhlupho yikuthi inkokheli zelizwe kuyizo eziphatheka kunkohlakalo ezweni. Omele igweru edale leParliamente unkosikazi Memory Mbondia, olilunga lekomidi ye-APNAC, uthi bahlangene lengatsha zonke zikahulumende ezilwisana lenkohlakalo ezweni ukuze bakhuphule izinga lokumelana layo.
Thina njengamadale amalunga wedale leParliamente silekomidi e-APNAC ehlala now and again eParliament. So ke umsebenzi wethu ngokuyenza i-oversight role kuma-government institutions, kuma-councils, kuma-parastatals, sibona ukuthi imali zama-taxpayers eZimbabwe zihanjiswa kanjani, njalo nxa zingahanjiswa ngakuhle singancedisana kanjani lezak ukuthi abantu laba babanjwe bababotshwe.
Ilunga ledale leParliamente elikhokhela ikomidi yezempilakahle uDokotela Ruth Labode, olilunga njalo le-APNAC, uthi baphakathi kokuqeda inkohlakalo ebhekane ngezimali lempahla evikela ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19.
Udaba lolu sahle saluqalisa i-COVID isakhona sibili phakathi kwayo, but udubo lwaluyili ukuthi iParliament yayivalile. So sasihlangana kubo virtually sibuze, but abantu baphonga ukukhuluma santando and okuningi ngiyabonalakela kubona ephepheni kuphuma sokunyamalele ama-testing kits awe Global Fund, okunye izimali ezazivela kumadona ayisakhulunywanga. Abantu basebekhuluma kuphela ngemali evele kugovernment, yethu siyakwazi ukuthi imali eningi yavela phandle. So kube kwaba lo mudlwangudlwangu, so sokucelwe kathesi ukuthi yena njengoba i-Auditor General eseke wakhangela, lathi sesizama ukuthi silandelele okunye lokhu labhala la.
Umqondisi weZimbabwe National Road Authority uMnumzana Nkosinathi Ncube, ongene umhlangano we-APNAC, uthi sebenze konke okusemthethweni ukubophisa bonke abakade bengofeleba ezinara.
Ama-file lawa sesawahambisa emapholiseni, sawahambisa uZak, bona yiwo abalelungelo lokuthi bexhumane lalabantu laba bebona ukuthi baphendukise isimali. Thina kwethu ukuthi sibone ukuthi lathi siyayenza okuyisakuso okukithi okuyukuthi ama-documents lawa alandeliwe. So far from lawa macala singathi abaningi ama-documents selama-law enforcement agents, and kuyazakala ukuthi bathathe imalini, imali leyo kumele ukuthi yekuphi.
Usele Senator Khalipani Pugeni ilunga ledale lePhalamende lakoBulawayo uthi kusasekude ukuyinqoba inkohlakalo eZimbabwe.
Umhlonitshwa uThemba Mliswa, I think usethe itone eright yokuthi kungabi lama secret cows. Konke kumele kukhulunywe. Siyayibona indaba yePomona leHarare, kumele kukhulunywe ngayo. Ngicabanga lathi lakoBulawayo kumele sikhulume ngeparking le eyafakwa kula tenda kulani sokungenile. Abantu bakhona bayaclaimba imoto zabantu nje mabethanda. Kuthiwa ikhansi izothola 30%, le inkampani esingayaziyo lokuthi yasivelela kuphi 70%. Anto uyabona ukuthi kukho abantu zaye kukhohlakala nje, kodwa konke lokho abantu bayahlupheka. Akulandawo zokuphaka, akulalutho, amabhizinisi akulalutho, abantu bahola ngama-RTGS.
Amalunga edale lePhalamende ayakhala ngokusebenza kwe-commission emelana lenkohlakalo ezweni. AbeZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission bona abathi bayenza konke okusemandleni abo ukumelana lenkohlakalo elizweni lasemazweni agcine izimali ezebiwa kuleli ezingaba ngamadola eMelika edlula izigidi ezingamachumi amahlanu, i-56,558,000. Njalo lenani lamacala abawaphetheyo ayedlula inkulungwane elengxenye, i-1,501, kumnyaka odlule akhule ngesilinganiso sokungamachumi amathathu lambili ekhulwini, i-32%. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ibandla le-CCC lithi abasekeli balo sebethwalise nzima ngabasekeli bebandla le-ZANU-PF endaweni ezijeneyo zelizwe, ngitsho laseMatabeleland. Leli bandla lithi kulo msekeli walo othunjwe ngabasekeli bebandla le-ZANU-PF besebenza labaculi eLupane ngolwesithathu bamtshaya walimala kakubi. Isehlakalo lesi siza ukufuthelana kwezombusazwe sokufike kuzinga elibi elizweni kulandela ukubulawa kwelunga le-CCC uNkosazana More Blessing Ali ngocatshangelwa ukuthi ngumsekeli webandla le-ZANU-PF uMnumzana Pius Jamba, yena oze wabotshwa izolo. Ibandla le-CCC lithi omunye umsekeli walo uMnumzana Edson Chinembiri ubulewe laye ngabanakanelwa ukuthi ngabe-ZANU-PF ezengeza ngolwesibili. Kodwa abebandla elibusayo bayakulandula lokhu besithi abe-CCC yibo abenza lolu dlakela. Untungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 uqoke loMnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda, umeli weBhinga North edale lePhalamende njalo olilunga le-CCC.
Kula matengo athize abala mabizo esemzele esesiwazi abayibo ababonakale ngathi amaviki amalutshwana adlile bemisana lomsekeli wethu lobemazisa ukuthi yena akufuzanga egqoke isembatho sethu eseyelo ese-CCC, bamkhiphisa ihembe yakhe. Namuhla izolo ntambama bamthethe bamfaka phakathina kwemota bahamba naye phakathina kwegusi bafika bamtshaya bakhiya bemlimazile bamdapha khonapho. Yeso kathesi-ke osokwenzakele ukuthi sisuke sabakwazi lapha khona khona amalunga ethu ahamba ayamthatha athe emthethe ahamba la endlini safaka njalo le report emapholiseni. Kodwa esesikubona ukuthi into asebefuna ukuyiqalisa laba bantu abezanu-PF eMathebeleni North sebefuna ukuthi singasahlali munye lamunye ezindlini zakhe. Sokufuza ukuthi omunye lomunye ehlale elabanye abamlindileyo. Sokufuza ukuthi sibuthane sibe ngamaqembu abantu abazazivikela, ngoba ukhanya ngani sebesilanda munye ngamunye befuna ukusethusela besenzela ukuthi mhlawumbe singasazilungiselela ukuthi sithathe leli lizwe ngomnyaka ozayo.
Liyabe liyathatha manyathelo bani ngoba izano iyakulandula ukuthi ngamalunga ayo amemethekisa udlakela, bathi yini elitshaya abantu lize latshisa izindlu zabantu eChitungwiza?
Angisoze ngakhuluma kakhulu ngokweChitungwiza lalokho okwenzakala eChitungwiza, ngizakhuluma ngalokho okwenzakala eLupane phakathina kweMathebeleland North. lujaha onguye othunjwe wahamba wachaya wayastantshwa ngaphakathi kweganga. Akala muntu ake wamchaya, akala muntu ake wahluphana naye, ngumuntu nje ozisekelela ibandla lakhe, obonakale egqoke isembatho sebandla lakhe. Akala muntu okuthiwa khona uke walwa naye. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa ngiyoqala umsindo waluba sikhuluma ngokuthi yena ngabe usesitokisini, kodwa kathesi sikhuluma ngokuthi yena nguye osehamba ukuya reporter, sesiyamelela-ke amapholisi ukuthi ayenze njani. So kayisikho okwethu emathebeleni note asaziwa ngomsindo, asaziwa ngokulo, asaziwa ngodlala. Kodwa lokhu osokuqalisile-ke esesiyakwenza ukuthi siyakuba le meeting yamaviki amalanga amabili amathathu alandelayo ukuthi sihlanganise abantu bethu iprovinsi yonke, sasinanzelele ukuthi yikho osokusenzakala ukwenzela ukuthi lathi sihlale silimukile, ngoba sobe savumele ukuthi besilandelele behambe besichaya lapho esevesi khona khona.
Ulimale okunganani umsekeli wenu welupane lo, njalo uhambe wayamangala yini emapholiseni?
Uvuvuke umzimba wonke, uchaywe kabi kakhulu. Sehambile sitshele ubukhokheli bethu obuselupane ukuthi buhambe laye esibhedlela, buhambe laye emapholiseni ukwenzela ukuthi angafika emapholiseni besiya esibhedlela.
Umnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda ngumeli weBhinga North edale lephalamende, njalo ulilunga le-CCC. Abezempilakahle bazise ukuthi kusukela ngomvulo mhlaka-20 kusiya 24 kuNhlangula 2022 kuviki ezayo bathethe isinqumo sokukhalela umsebenzi ngenxa yeholo eliphansi. Bathi isinqumo lesi besingekho lula ukuthatha ngenxa yokuthi silakho kubangela ukulahlekelwa yimpilo, kodwa ngenxa yesimo esezibhedlela, indlela abasebenza ngayo kanye neholo eliphansi, abezempilakahle babhekane lobuyanga obukhulu obenza behluleke ukuzinakekela lemuli zabo. Abongi bahola iholo elingamadola aweZimbabwe azinkulungwane ezingamachumi amathathu kusiya kumachumi amane, 30,000 kusiya ku-40,000 Zimbabwe dollars, lamadola alikhulu lamachumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu aweMelika, $175. Isimo somnotho esikhona elizweni okwamanje sibi kakhulu, okuyinto uhulumente aseyivumile okuzibonakalisa ngokukhuphuka kwentengo ezehlukeneyo kungatsha zikahulumende ezigoqela imithelo yezimota, inhlawulo yezibhedlela, amafutha ezimota, lamandla kagetsi osokuhlawulwa kulinganiswa lesisindo sedola leMelika. Isikhwama semali esifunekalayo ukuze imuli elabantu abayisithupha baphile ngenyanga sesingamadola ayinkulungwane lamajumi amathathu amadola eZimbabwe, 133,000. Le yimali ephindwe phose kanye kuleyo eholwa ngabongi. Ulayitok namhla sikhangela ukwanda kwezehlakalo zodlakela nokungahlaliseki kwesimo sezombusazwe emalungiselelweni wokhetho olukhulu lomnyaka ozayo. Ibandla eliphikisayo ele-Citizens Coalition for Change kwele-South Africa lithi lizathakazelela inyanga yabatsha kwele-South Africa kuNhlangula ngokunxusa inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabasakhulayo abeZimbabwe asebehlala kwele-South Africa ukuthi babuyele ekhaya bayibhalisela ukuvota ukuze bethole ilungelo lokuvota ekhethweni oluza kwenziwa ngomnyaka ozayo. Uthuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba.
Laba ngabasekeli bebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change, CCC, ngesikhathi befolile emgwaqweni elokishini le-Hillbrow eJohannesburg izolo, bekhuthaza intsha eZimbabwe ukuthi ilungiselele ukuphatheka ekhethweni lomnyaka ozayo. Umgcinihlalo webandla le-CCC kwele-South Africa, umnumzana Trustin Ndlovu, uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi intsha eZimbabwe ingakhohlwa ukuthi e-South Africa yindawo yokusebenza nje kuphela, kodwa likhona ilizwe labo kufanele balilungisele. uthi abakuqhakathekisayo kakhulu ikutshela intsha ukuthi iyebhalisa ekhaya ukuze kusiyafika ukhetho luka 2023 sebelungele ukhetho.
Ngaphandle kokuregister asikwazi ukuthi singavota. Last month kule nyanga edlule bengisemafike ngisenza yona leyo nto. Kulela viki elidlule bengiseLimpopo zama kugqugquzela. Kwamanje siyajabula ngoba baningi abakhombisa ukuthi bayithanda lento siyenzayo, bakhombisa ukuthi bathanda kakhulukazi iTCCC.
Lobanje intsha eZimbabwe ingena ngobuningi kwele South Africa bedinga amadlelo aluhlaza. Iningi labo abasebenzi njengoba inani labangasebenziyo kwele South Africa seliqonge lafika usilinganiso songamachumi amathathu lanhlanu ekhulwini 35%. Ukusilela kwemisebenzi sekubuye kwabangela ukwanda kwamaqembu afana le Operation Dudula ehamba engena amabhizinisini esithi bonke abokuza baphume baphele kungene izalwane zakwele South Africa. Wabona uqoqo kwenhlelo zaleli bandla Johannesburg umnumzana Times iphuma utshele intsha abebeyinxusa ukuthi kusezandleni zayo njalo ukubona ukuthi ukhetho luzayo lwenziwa ngendlela ekhululekileyo.
Ati ziri kuna repeat 2008 scenario. Kazifuni repeat ka 2008 esanga sayibona. Takaona bloodbath. Sabona igazi lichitheka.
Shanduko Zimbabwe.
Sibuke Zimbabwe.
Shanduko Zimbabwe. Shanduko Zimbabwe.
Intsha eZimbabwe unkosazana Ethel Ndlovu uthi njengentsha kuqakathekile ukuthi babe lesandla ekubuyiseni iZimbabwe ezakwenza ukuthi impilo yabo ibe ngcono.
Kufanele sibambisane nomphakathi wonke jikelele. Siyoregister sonke ni sizokwazi ukuthi sivote, senze ushintsho, sifake i-government entsha ezosinikeza ama-opportunities amaningi. Kube khona imisebenzi. Abantwana bakwazi ukuhamba esikolweni, kube khona ama resources, ibhedlele, ikole, yonke nje into jikelele edingwa umphakathi.
Noba kunjalo akusiyo yonke intsha elwamukelayo ubizo lokuyabhalisa ukuvota. Bakhona abathi ukuyavota akusizi ngalutho njengoba ukhetho lwakhona luzaba nokuqilibezela njengeminyaka yonke. Abanye bathu hlupho ukuthi akusoke kube lula ukuthi bathole imali yokuyabhalisa ukuvota baphinde badinge enye yokubuyela sebesiyavota. Kodwa ke njengoba uhulumende sekubeke kwacaca ukuthi akazimiselanga ukuvumela ukuthi abantu bavote besemazweni, incithi zithi ayikho enye indlela ngaphandle kokuthi abasemazweni bayebhalisa baphinde babuyele bevota. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa nginguThuso Khumalo.
Kwezemidlalo, abenhlanganiso yeMavelas Nakamba Foundation bathi umkhosi wokwazisa uZulu ngemidlalo yeMavelas Nakamba Foundation Under 17 Invitational Tournament uqhutshelwe eHarare ngoba badinga abangasebenzelana labo bebancedise ngosekelo lwemali. Intethe zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba.
Bakhona abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu abakade bekhonona besithi kungani umkhosi wokwazisa uZulu ngomncintiswano weMavelas Nakamba Foundation Under 17 Invitational Tournament uqhutshelwe esigodlweni iHarare ngolwesine. Loba nje imidlalo yona izadlalelwa edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Umgcini sihlalo weMavelas Nakamba Foundation uAntony Nakamba uchaze ukuba kulanto embi akade beyihlose ngokwenza njalo.
The main purpose yethu yokuyilonjela eHarare, it was because we're looking for ama corporates, we realize that ama corporates amaning there in Harare, lama embassies amaning, so we've invited ama embassies, lamanya ama corporates. That's the main purpose what why is yenzele Harare. I think next time maybe we might launch it even kubo Vic Falls kumbe ngapi ngapi. So into esiyenzele nje ukuthi siyilontshele eHarare, otherwise hayi akulanto eningi.
Umncintiswano weMavelas Nakamba bekumele uqale ukudlalwa nyakenye kodwa usuke waphazamiswa ikumemetheka komkhuhlane weCOVID. Usuzaqhutshwa mhla zingamashumi amabili lanhlanu lamhla zingamashumi amabili lesithupha enkundleni yeWhite City koBulawayo. Umqondisi walo mncintiswano uNduduzo Sibanda uphawula kabanzi ngokuza kwenzakala ngempela viki ezayo.
amaqembu angu 8 azadlala ngomgqibelo azabe ekuma groups angu 2 thike ngesonto amaqembu angu 2 ayabe ekhokhele kuma groups abo azadlala ku next stage of the semi-finals ngelanga elilandelayo ngesonto kuzadlalwa i semi-final 1 kudlale le semi-final 2 ukuthi uqeda lapho sokudlalwa i final.
Amaqembu azaphatheka kumncintiswano we-Marvelous Nakamba Foundation Under 17 Tournament ngabalisa ele Highlanders, ele Dynamos, ele Njube Spurs, ele Wange Dynamo, ele Alban Academy, ele Bulawayo City, ele Ajax Hotspurs kanye lele Chicken Inn. Umqondiso weqembu le Ajax Hotspurs uSiphambaniso Dube uthi ukuphatheka kulumncintiswano kulakho ukuvulela abadlali amathuba amahle.
Lithuba elihle kakhulu njalo thina njenge-Ajax Hotspurs silamukele ngezandla zombili. Siyambonga uMarvelous Nakamba Kamba ukuthi ubacabangele abancane wabakhipha emgwaqweni wabazama ukuthi labo bebonakale kumaqembu amakhulu bedlala ku tournament le enkulu kangaka.
UMarvelous Nakamba udlalela iqembu le Aston Villa elaseNgilandi njalo ke wadlala emazweni abalisa ele France, eNetherlands kanye lase Belgium. Kukhangelelwe ukuba kuza kuba labavela kwamanye amazwe abazodinga abadlali kulo mncintiswano. Ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Kichi was a Friday my darling was a Friday um 7
Wulivike kuhlelo was a Friday silomculi ogqile kumdumo we reggae uItayi Bokosha wazakala ngegama lakhe lezomculo elithi Man Ideas yenange usebenzela kobulawayo asizweni ixoxa lomsakazi we Studio 7 uEzra Jesus Banda.
Kuthiwa ngumdumo wamakhosi umculi esilaye uzosihlakaza ngawo lomculo ekathizwe imbali yakhe.
Igama lami nginguItayi Bokosha umfoka Dube ngizalelwe konapha kobulawayo empilo lapha ngikhulele eMakhokhoba. Ye ngike ngafunda ePinga ngalomama wami vele ube ngumuntu ongumbalisi. So mina ngifunda ePinga ngafunda lamanye ama primary nje ama TCTs ngoba ile kutshintsha mina ngikhulele komama vele ngikhulele komama. Ibizo lokucula nginguMan Ites, Man Ites meaning sicho men of sweet vibes.
Wahlala la eRR labaqala ukufundela ukucula bamfaka la kuband
bend yethu yi Black Duke ngayithathwa ngumusisi owaye ngihlala next door wethu ngublack Saturdays Marim. Yeah, so inkolo lapha ngaqasa kwa 1997 but mina umusic umculo wami yi reggae. Mina ngiyenza i reggae ngiqala ukurekoda ngaqala ukurekoda lo Joma Seko ngasemza lo Joma Seko ubuti u Jay Zumarabini. Yeah, siloku hlangana yile ndile lapha.
Njengabane ngabaculi ukukhona abamthintayo ukuthi la yacula
owenza ngathanda ukuhlabela ngaba inspired ukuthi ngihlabele ngu Lucky Dube ukuqalisa izinto Lucky Dube ay music yakhe inculo yakhe yayinjinja noleke lobo mali. Yeah, do local ikona banga ngizolalela nje abanye lawo umdalo olafuma majevana omthukudzi yomdalo omafumo laba but yeah Lucky Dube umuntu wangenza ngazwa ngifuna ukuhlabela sibili ukuthi ya ngazwa ngisithi lokho ngiyakwenza lokho.
It's got to be, cause it's a real, I love Chanda.
Stand by sun, bakithi tshela abalaleli ukuthi umculo wakho utholakala nga
ku Rhythm Nation ku Spotify lama videos ku YouTube ngilawa enga upload aya nje akakho maningi yabona mabili njengoba kuna sang lokano uthi siyabe something ukuncedwa kakhulu kwelezi zimali landani kodwa umculo omningi kakhulu abanye nje nxa singahlangana ku group ya WhatsApp ngonapha hayi music ngiloku ngiyashinyela ngiyashaya then ngiyabonga kakhulu ngiyabonga lethuba lona leli lokunikwa ukuthi ngibele ukukhuluma nabalaleli
bese phethe umntu wamakhosi i-reggae music kungumculi esiwuphekelwa ngumanite muye msileke kuhlelo hosa hosa Friday libe nempelasonto elithukela igama namu Ezra Chisa Sibanda.
Kuhlukane isihlobo othi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela amalunga edala lephalamende asezimbabwe abethe gwaqa namhla obulawayo labanye babo bezwekazi le-afrika emhlanganweni wokuhlaziya indaba zenkohlakalo ibandla le-ccc lithi abasekeli balo sebetholise nzima ngabasekeli bebandla le-zanup f endaweni ezijiyeneyo zelizwe ogoqela imathebelele uliviki uwoza friday besilomculi ogqile kumdumo werege uyitayi bokosha wazakala ngegama lakhe lokucula elithi Menites. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje, olivalelisayo ngoGibbs Dube.